Make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jessica here with Pig Enterprises. Our customers have been squealing for almost two decades. At Pig Enterprises, we understand that buying a vehicle is a major decision. And that's why we guarantee zero pressure, honest and fair pricing, and a personalized experience that makes the car buying process both simple and enjoyable. Skip the hassle and experience what car buying should be like. Check us out at PIGGENT.com. That's PIGGENT.com. Or visit us in Prattville to see for yourself what all the squealing is about.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
There is a fairly decent chance showers and thunderstorms will continue roaming around for a few more hours before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, not as many storms around, a little hotter, high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Monday through Wednesday, mid to upper 90s. Rain chances are not zero, but they're not good, and will be near the heat index danger range by the 4th of July. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Just keeps on getting crazier and crazier every day. And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, by the way, it's on our trash cans, it's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. Yes, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your intrepid, humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons syndrome. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Well, producing tonight's Deep Into the Pool program of Clearing the Air will be me. And sidekicking with me tonight is me. Well, here's the important stuff. Unlike all the other talk show hosts on this and any other network, don't believe anything you say. I'm sorry, anything I say. You believe what you say, not what I say. Don't believe anything you hear me say. How about that? I want to challenge you to do your own research, because listening to so-called authority and believing what they're telling us without having them prove it, well, that's what got us where we are today, and that is in big, deep doo-doo, folks. I can provide you with the basics, but you have to connect the dots and satisfy yourself that this is indeed what is truly happening before we can ever have a small chance of delaying it. We can't stop it. If it's prophetic, if God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We can delay it because everything's in flux. We can delay it. We can't stop it. So please, for right now, hold your calls. Let me get through a little more information before we open the phones up. In case you haven't noticed, folks, the world's gone crazy. It really, really has. Everything is just incredible, everything that's going on. I never thought I would see it like this, but here we go. I talked to you last night about the fiber I got out of the peach. I talked to you last night about the cockroach. Most importantly, last night I played you a video about 9/11 and the same players who were in key positions during that infamous event, that rights-stealing event that took place, that I'm not going to go out and call it an inside job, but I'm going to call it for what it truly is. It was facilitated by elements within our own government, and there's no way you can get past that. Somebody had to change, or somebody had to allow the people into the building that set up the explosives. Who was running security? Marvin Bush. The Bushes are right there with the Clintons, folks. They just put a different letter behind their name. Same thing. Same group of people. Same Luciferian psychopaths, the New World Order cabal. The Bushes are right there at the top, just right along with the Clintons. Same thing. Any disagreements they may have publicly, it's all just a show. Just get your popcorn, sit down and munch on it and watch the circus, because that's all it is, folks. There's nothing legitimate about it. Trust me when I tell you this, and I'll never ask you to trust me if I don't really mean it. Okay, you know, I love to listen to just about everything I can get my hands on. I love to read. I can't help it. I have an insatiable desire to know what's really going on. Well, a bunch of videos have surfaced on YouTube done about all the James Bond movies. Now, if you're a guy, you obviously are a James Bond fan. We all are. I mean, James Bond's just cool, or he was. To me, Sean Connery will always be James Bond. Roger Moore, eh. Pierce Brosnan, eh. You know, rest of them, eh. Sean Connery's James Bond, but I digress. There's a series of videos that have been posted that's into the making of each one of the Bond movies. Well, in the Bond movie Moonraker, I was taking the dog for a walk last night, and I had my earbuds in, and I was listening to the making of Moonraker. And they were interviewing the guy who was head of all the Bond, was a guy named Cubby Broccoli. That was his name. His daughter's taken it over since his passing, but they're interviewing Cubby Broccoli about Moonraker, because, see, what had happened was they were supposed to have done, I think it was For Your Eyes Only, but in 77, Star Wars came out. Boom, it exploded into this huge thing that it still is. Well, the Bond people recognized that, hey, people are infatuated with space, so let's hold off on doing For Your Eyes Only, and let's move Moonraker, that was supposed to come two movies later, let's make it now, because it's about space travel. It's actually the only Bond movie about space travel. So they're interviewing Cubby Broccoli about it. And here's a quote. And I'm going to play this for you in a minute. But here's what he said. Man has already been to the moon and traveled all across the universe. And it's almost like when he realized what he had said, he was he stumbled for a second. But then he went on with his comment. Man has already been to the moon and traveled all across the universe. Oops. Yeah, I'm going to play that for you in a minute. On a more down-to-earth level, Joe Pedophile Biden, the man who wants to be your next president, had an interesting quote during the second Democratic debate. Here's what he said. Now, he's talking about gun control. He said, let me find the exact quote. Oh, gosh. Oh, come on. I'm the only person that beat the NRA nationally, Biden said, according to the Daily Caller. I'm the guy that got the Brady Bill passed. Background checks, number one. Number two, we increased that background check during the Obama-Biden administration. I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned and the number of clips in a gun banned. Yes, dear sportsman, the reason you only have that one clip attached to your rifle is because Uncle Joe had all the other ones that normally would be attached to your rifle. Well, he had them banned. What an absolute moron. Few things in this world are worse than people in power who insist on arguing over subjects that they know little to nothing about. They keep mixing up semi-automatic, automatic. He doesn't even know what a clip is. And they're bragging about regulation of the only thing that protects us from a total tyrannical government taking over. The only thing stopping it is guns, us having weapons. That's it. It would have been candy bar the door years ago if we didn't have weapons. Last quote before we hit this first break. Carl Jung said, everyone carries a shadow, and the less it is embodied in the individual's conscious life, the blacker and denser it is. Think about that. Amazing stuff. All right, well, I have a moment. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours. And folks, it has been the honor of my life to be able to sit behind this microphone and talk to you about things that I've long thought about and things I've researched, things that I believe are true that we have every right to know, but that they're being kept from us. I want to thank you very much for listening to me. It has been, like I said, the honor of my life to be able to sit here and do this for you. I never ask for anything for this. I don't want anything for this because the truth is free. It should be. All you have to do is seek it, and it's there for you. But you got to seek it. That's the key. You got to want to know it before you're going to want to look for it. It's unbelievable to me how we've been misled, all the events that have been mischaracterized, out and out lied. The government's out and out lied to us about what they've done. And it's heartbreaking. But until we recognize what's truly happened, we will not be able to accept it, much less deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I digress. Let me hit this break. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting, the best little series of stations in the world. And I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows. There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adopted family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for do it. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I was over here on the systems computer trying to find this clip so I didn't have to hook my little gizmo up, but I can't find it, which is really, really weird. Let's see what else I've got. I've got a lot of stuff tonight. There's something else I want to play for you, too, but we'll get into that. As the night goes on, because you got me for 3 hours, just me and me all by myself. This came out today in Conservative Tribune. Vast majority of hate crimes are hoaxes. Yeah, hoaxes. Believe it or not. And, you know, of course, we immediately think of Jesse Fearmongrel Smollett and the crap he pulled. This man has got to go to prison. I'm sorry. He's got to. He almost started a race war in this country. Well, we're finding out that, like I said, 70% of them are made up. And you may disagree with what I'm going to say here, but I'm going to say it anyway because I really don't care. For the nefarious using color to manipulate society into giving you stuff that you are too lazy to work for is simply another way to take advantage of the system. However, unlike Medicare fraud or EBT fraud, there is a victim to this crime. Those other ones, they're purportedly victimless crimes, even though I disagree, because the taxpayer is the one that gets fleeced at the end of the day. This is just another way for them to steal money. That's all this is, you know? And the media is partially to blame because they jumped right on the Smollett story. You had, you know, Democratic lawmakers just stepping over themselves to tweet crazy things about, oh, it's Trump's America. You know, they're going to be hanging us, putting us on the plantation, yada, yada, which is a bunch of crap. But here we go again. Once again, think about how powerful the weaponized media has become. It's very important that you understand how they're using the media against us, because they are. It ain't good. It's not good at all. I'm going to play you something tonight. Greg Shipp talking about what's coming. A dark left violence is coming. We're being warned to arm ourselves. Also, there was a meeting. Google. Ted Cruz, the little chickaboom that they sent up there to speak for Google, I guess it was a congressional hearing, but they had Ted Cruz asking her, and he had sent her a bunch of documents, and he asked her, well, did you read what the whistleblower said was going on at Google? And she said, no, I didn't read it. And Cruz looked at her and he said, you didn't read the documents I sent you to prepare for this hearing today. And she said, no, I didn't have time. You know, I have a life, I have a job. And I'm thinking, okay, of all the people to say that to, he's probably not the one you need to say that to. You know, because there are some out there who have never worked a real job in their life, have done nothing but be a, quote, politician, and they would deserve that, but not him. Not him. But then that's just my opinion. Let's see. This is from Humans Are Free website. While consciously pursuing your spiritual development is commendable, joining an established religion, such as Christianity, Islam, or Hinduism, is one of the worst ways to go about it. So I'm going to share 10 reasons why you must eventually abandon the baggage of organized religion if you wish to pursue conscious living in earnest. And since Christianity is currently the world's most popular religion, I'll slant this article towards Christianity. However, you'll find that most of these points apply equally well to other religions. Now, before you start accusing me of being anti-God or whatever, please hear me out here. Listen. Any and every time that man gets involved in the relationship between an individual and his creator, man's inherent sin comes out in a big way. Control, greed in particular. Think about the old days where they went to the Church of England or they went to the church and the church said, well, you know, we're sorry your wife just died at a ripe old age of 30, but, you know, she's in purgatory right now. But, you know, you've got that 300 acres of really prime land back there. And I tell you what, if you'll sign over your deed to that land, I'll get together with the other ones here and we'll pray her out of purgatory for you. How about that? That kind of stuff, I don't know. I can't imagine very many things that would make God as furious as that would. Using him to enrich yourself, that's bad. You know, that's Osteen bad. That's pretty bad. I mean, think about this. The Pharisees, they were the epitome of this attitude. Okay? They were so caught up in the law and making sure everyone followed every single aspect of that law that they became callous towards the true meaning of why the law was put there to begin with, to facilitate man's relationship with his creator. Man embracing God, and that's all caps. And in return, and most importantly, God's embracing of man. See, church is a good thing if it's done in the right spirit, no pun intended, which is what it's supposed to be like, is like-minded believers, all who are walking a strong walk and have a strong personal relationship with God, again, all caps. What church is supposed to be is all a bunch of these people get together in the presence of the Holy Spirit to keep each other on that straight and narrow path. Now, this gathering is supposed to be about worshiping the one true God and also how to learn or continue to learn to grow closer to God. That's what it's supposed to be about. But unfortunately, man gets involved and it becomes a status show. It becomes a club, basically, a club. And that's not good. It's not about showing off your latest clothes. It's not about warming a pew or how many things you can get, functions of the church you can be made head of. You know, I got thrown under the bus because two people whose names were on the deed of the land the church was built on decided they wanted to run Celebrate Recovery. So I got thrown under the bus so they could take over the Celebrate Recovery that I was tasked to start, which ran me off from the church. See, I was naive. I thought, this stuff that's in the world, well, that's not in the church. The church is a safe place away from the lies and the deceit of the world. That doesn't happen in church. Oh, yes, it does. And I would submit to you that it hurts even worse when it's done to you from someone inside the facilities of a church than it does outside. It hurt. Because I had gotten fully invested in that, and it hurt. And I never got over it. But anyway, spirituality, good. Church, for church's sake, bad. Okay, if you have the awareness level of a snail, and your thinking is mired in shame and guilt, or perhaps a twist of drug abuse, or maybe suicidal thinking, then subscribing to a religion can help you climb to a higher level of awareness. Oh, I go with that. Your mindset, however, still remains incredibly dysfunctional. You've merely swapped one form of erroneous thinking for another. For reasonably intelligent people who aren't suffering from major issues with low esteem, religion is ridiculously consciousness-lowering, making it lower. While some religious beliefs can be empowering, on the whole, the decision to formally participate in a religion will merely burden your mind with a hefty load of false notions. When you subscribe to a religion, you substitute nebulous groupthink for focused, independent thought. Instead of learning to discern truth on your own, you're told what to believe. Here's the problem. I get what he's saying, but ideally, You should have someone leading your group at church who's above reproach, who's blameless, who walks as clean a life as possible for man to walk. Nobody's going to walk a perfect one. It's impossible. The last one that did that, they hung on a cross. But the preacher should read straight from the Bible. You should be taught straight from God's Word. Now, I know there's a lot of different interpretations of God's Word, but what he's saying here is it's so easy to be misled because people want to have their ears tickled right now. They don't want to know the truth. You know, look no further than California when a church puts a sign up about the evils of homosexuality and they're basically run out of preachers run out of he's fired and run out of town. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear it because they're not living it. That's the problem. All right, let me continue. This doesn't accelerate your spiritual growth. On the contrary, it puts the brakes on your continued conscious development. Religion is the off switch of the human mind. I don't know that I totally agree with that. Leave the mythology behind and learn to think for yourself. Your intellect is a better instrument of spiritual growth than any religious teachings. Two, loss of spiritual depth perception. One of the worst mistakes you can make in life is to attach your identity to any particular religion or philosophy, such as by saying, I am a Christian or I am a Buddhist. This forces your mind into a fixed perspective, robbing you of spiritual depth perception and savagely curtailing your ability to perceive reality accurately. If that sounds like a good idea to you, you'll probably want to gouge out one of your eyeballs, too. Surely you'll be better off with a single fixed perspective instead of having to consider two separate image streams. Unless, of course, you become attached to stereo vision. Religious, quote, truths are inherently rooted in a fixed perspective, but real truth is perspective independent. When you substitute religious teachings for truth, you mistake shadows for light sources. Okay, I don't know. He hasn't said anything yet that's totally making me want to click off this yet, so let's continue for the moment. Consequently, you doom yourself to stumble around in the dark, utterly confused. Clarity remains forever elusive, and the best answer you get is that life is one giant mystery. Religious mysteries, however, arise not from what is truly unknowable. They arise from the limitations of trying to understand reality from a fixed frame of reference. A more intelligent approach is to consider reality through a variety of different perspectives without trying to force your perceptions into an artificial religious framework. If you were still... I don't want to know about that. Engineered obedience training. Religions are authoritarian hierarchies designed to dominate your free will. That's not true. Well, maybe some of them are. They're power structures that aim to convince you to give away your power for the benefit of those who enjoy dominating people. When you subscribe to a religion... Okay, I'm not going to read any more of that because I don't agree with all of it. Some of it I do, but it looks like the majority of it I don't, so I'm not going to read it to you, and I'm sorry I even started it. I'm the worse off for having put that down here. I apologize. But like I said, you can learn something from everything, even if it's what not to do or what not to believe. All right, I'm just going to hit a big break, and that'll give me time to set this thing up. I'm going to have to play it from my computer instead of the system because I can't seem to find it. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. 5-minute break. I will be back. Please come back with me. We're going to have fun tonight. I promise. Be right back.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
There is a fairly decent chance showers and thunderstorms will continue roaming around for a few more hours before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, not as many storms around, a little hotter, high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Monday through Wednesday, mid to upper 90s. Rain chances are not zero, but they're not good, and will be near the heat index danger range by the 4th of July. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I found that clip. I'm all hooked up here. Boy, it sounds like it's storming outside. All right, this is Cubby Broccoli. Listen to what he said.
Before, when he wrote Moonraker, it was a little piddling rocket that went up to destroy London. Now, I mean, people have gone to the moon and gone all over the universe.
Whoops. People have gone to the moon and gone all over the universe. Have we really, Cubby? Say more. Speak more. Now, this was 1979 when this interview was done, so... If you want to talk about the elite, I don't think you get any more elite than this guy. He made billions of dollars off the whole Bond franchise. He was fortunate enough to be able to get involved with it early and bought it. And, like I said, made billions off of it. He was one of the elite. No doubt whatsoever. Let's see if I can find that other link. Yeah, here we go. Bear with me for a second. This is going to be, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, Greg. I can't even remember Greg's name. Good guy, though. He's a truther, been doing this for quite a while. And he interviews. Why is it not letting me pull this up? That's weird. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. I've had some of the weirdest things happen to me. All right, YouTube Watch. Here we go. This should be it.
Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. With us, a former CIA officer, top officer with top clearances. He, at one point in his career, had a high enough clearance to protect the CIA director. I mean, you know, you can't protect him across the room. You've got to be standing on top of him many times and hear what he is saying. That's how high the clearance is. He also wrote this book. I'm giving it away. Spoiler alert. Kevin Shipp from the Company of Shadows. Very relevant book still today. Came out about 6 years, 7 years ago, but it's still on sale. Very great information. Kevin Shipp, of course, I'm bringing on right now, the former CIA officer, whistleblower, expert in counterintelligence. I'm just kind of glossing over your resume. Kevin Shipp, thanks for joining us today to try to make some sense about what's going on.
Greg, it's good to be with you as always.
Let's start right here. In the pre-interview, we were talking about how big this is. How big is this, as the president says, attempted coup, attempted takedown of a duly elected president? That's what the president says, Donald Trump. I heard him say it this past week. How big is this?
Well, we all know that Donald Trump knows what's going on before he comes out in public and says it. Yes, this is a coup. This is the most shocking violation of the Constitution and criminal activity in the history, not just of America, but of a Western government. Much of this rises to the level of treason. People need to understand how shocking this is. It was a clear conspiracy. There will be some indictments, I think, without question. And when in reality, the collusion was on the other side, the information in this so-called dossier came from Russian intelligence, the information they tried to use against Trump. This was a coup. It was a conspiracy. It was criminal activity, several violations of Title 18 U.S. Code. These people need to be indicted. They need to be charged, and they need to be put in prison. And if they're not, then our Constitution is nothing more than a sham, because this was a coup against a duly elected president. People need to understand how serious this is.
Well, when you take a look back on it, I had you in the pre-interview. I said, you know, this involved the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, the Director of National Intelligence and all the agencies he's running, the State Department. It involved, you know, the United Nations with powers and the unmasking of all the names. It involved foreign spy agencies. It involved Five Eyes. It involves the Bureau of Land Management, does it not? That's what this whole Bundy thing was. I mean, they showed up with guys with body armor and attack dogs over a grazing dispute.
Yeah, a grazing dispute that was a government land grab in connections with China. And good old Harry Reid, and I think Dirty Harry is an accurate name for him, was part of that whole debacle to enable China to buy that land and kick the Bundys off of it. That's what's behind that entire thing. And the response to the Bundys, I think you nailed that, Greg. It was a Gestapo response to a bunch of honest, patriotic ranch hands. They sent out the full force, fully armed force of the federal government. It was disgusting.
So the president is in front of the NRA, and he is getting us out of this whatever, that's not really a treaty, this deal with the United Nations, that they were going to basically control our ownership of guns. So the president is basically signed it at the speech of the NRA this past week. What's the idea with the president being so pro-gun? Is it because he knows that the stuff's going to hit the fan and he wants his peeps fully armed?
Well, there's two things there going on, Greg. If you remember going back to the reason that they wrote the Declaration of Independence, one is they were being taxed for things they had no say in. Hey, does that sound familiar now? We're paying for foreign wars and secret ops we know nothing about.
Illegal aliens.
So that was one of the reasons for the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and then the Revolutionary War. But the other one was the colonists did not like Britain telling them what to do with their guns. That was the first gun control where the Brits were trying to limit the right of guns to the colonists. So it is a fundamental constitutional right without question. Now, when you've got an armed populace, as the founders wrote several times, that keeps a tyrannical government in check. And a good example of that is some of the countries that Nazi Germany did not invade because their citizens were all armed. There is no doubt about the fact that the Second Amendment is a direct protection against government tyranny.
And the government, and that we're talking that we have, you know, you think, well, Trump's in charge. I mean, so why would he want all of his peeps armed? I mean, do we really have a covert civil war going on right now?
We have a not-so-covert civil war going on right now that has been brewing for over 60 years. We have, you want to call it the dark left, the DNC is fully involved, and all their congressmen and senators. There is a Marxist movement within the DNC that is in control right now. If you go back and you match up the progressive goals with Marxist documents, you'll see that they are one and the same. They are, and I call it an attack on C3 in this country, because they have to destroy these things if they want to eliminate you as sovereignty, which is what they're trying to do. They have to change and eliminate the Constitution. Progressivism states they want the Constitution to be changed to a living document and change the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. First of all, and second of all, they despise and are targeting Christianity, because in their minds, Christianity, as it is, underlines the Constitution and, of course, is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. So that's their second target they have to destroy. And their third target is the founding principles of America. That's our culture. They have to destroy that to bring all this disgusting, perverted behavior in, and every twisted victim group that is now the DNC. They have to destroy those three things if they're going to overturn our Constitution and turn this into a global Marxist government, and that is not an understatement.
Oh, man. And you think armed citizens, and Trump realizes this?
Absolutely. There's no question
about it. Armed citizens is a key component to thwart them.
I do. And that includes citizens in the military. There's a lot of patriots in the military. Our military strength is so much that an armed resistance would be very difficult if the military was on the side of a tyrannical government. The problem with that is the military is full of patriots. So the chances of that happening probably are not as good as some people think.
So this whole deal with, I got to tell you, Brennan's out again. Dave Janet thinks he's number one on the hit parade indictment list. And he's out, and he says, let me get the quote here, says that Donald Trump is a sociopathic ramblings. To think that the CIA tried to have a coup on the president. Who's making the crazy time ramblings? The president or the guy about ready to be indicted, John Brennan?
Well, what's that old saying? Methinks you protest too much. John Brennan is saying these crazy things because I think he knows he is going to be indicted for this coup against an incumbent or a candidate and then elected president. He was the one that took the dossier. He's the one that disseminated. He's the one that leaked it to the press, calling it intelligence, falsifying intelligence. Those are felonies. He's the one that broke into the Senate on Capitol Hill and to his bosses, the Select Committee, to spy on the torture report. This man has committed several felonies, and he knows darn well he has. So he's coming out screaming and yelling at, like a mockingbird, to the press, trying to cover before this whole thing comes apart at the seams.
Is that why Hillary is out to say he would have been indicted if he wasn't the president? What's up with this crazy thought-shaping? Is this all they got? Is this an act of desperation? What's the meaning behind Brennan and Hillary and even Biden and all these people coming out with this crazy time lies? What's the meaning? What are they trying to accomplish? What's the meaning of it?
This is all they have. And now they've been engaged along with the willing media, MSNBC, who is receiving information from Brennan, and CNN, which is receiving information from Clapper. That is the CIA and the intelligence feeding information to CNN and MSNBC. That should make the hair stand up on people's necks right there. But they have nothing. If they had evidence that none of this was true against them, they'd be coming out with it. But they're not. Instead, they're saying, I know you are, but what am I? They're making accusations that are completely baseless, because they know darn well they're in serious trouble.
Are they panicked?
They're panicked. Oh, you can count on it.
And with that, let's hit this break. I'm digging on this.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well,
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. We have huge news to share. Thanks to folks just like you, the customer reviews are in, and Pig Enterprises has been named the 2019 Dealer Raider Pre-Owned Auto Dealer of the Year. You heard that right. Out of 275 dealerships across the state of Alabama, Pig Enterprises has been awarded top honors as Dealer of the Year. The next time you're in the market for a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle, save some time by starting with the best in the state, right here in your local community. Whether it's inventory selection, pricing, staff friendliness, or overall experience that matters most to you, Pig Enterprises is second to none and ready to show you firsthand what all the squealing is about. Come visit us today on Highway 31 in Prattville or visit us online at PIGGENT.com for full inventory details, including photos, pricing, and free Carfax reports on all vehicles. Pig Enterprises in Prattville, the state's number one pre-owned automobile dealer.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, I love the way Pig Enterprises takes advantage of their name, because I'm sure if your last name's Pig, you probably heard it from kindergarten on up. And I love the way they use it to an advantage, really. Obviously, since they're the number one used car dealer in the state. 275 used car dealers. It doesn't surprise me. All right, back to this video. We're listening to Kevin Shipp, former CIA operative. Now, he's a whistleblower, which I don't really understand how he can do this and not be in a lot of trouble, because the whistleblowing statute does not apply to the secrecy oaths and stuff they have to take. But anyway, here we go.
They're panicked.
Yeah, this rises to the level of treason.
Treason. And they know full well that this is why they're saying all this crazy thing.
Oh, absolutely.
This is all they got.
Yep.
The media. You know, the media, I've talked about this, and I want to talk to you about it. And this came out in conversations with Strzok and Page. These weren't too low-level, you know, people, you know, getting it on in the back of their, you know, 1999 Skylark. This is the number two counterintelligence FBI agent and a lawyer for the number two at the FBI, Andrew McCabe. And we were conversing, and a lot of media hasn't picked this up. But they had a name for it. They called it the media leak strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the media involved in sedition and treason? At least some of the media at the highest levels, because the reporters don't run the show, the managers do. Is the media, could they be taken down in seditious and treasonous charges to help propel this lie for 2 years?
Well, I think the media is going to be taken down by the people when the people realize that what they have done is sedition without question. And as I mentioned earlier, they were taking information from the CIA and parroting that false propaganda to the American people when they knew darn well what they were doing. Mueller knew there was no collusion within just the first several months of his investigation, but he continued anyway, and they continued to leak to the press. And the press, CNN, MSNBC, and I mentioned them because they have gone beyond the pale. It is sedition. They were suborning sedition. They were assisting this soft coup or hard coup, more of a hard coup in my opinion. They were assisting it by parroting the propaganda that they knew was false, and they were giving, and they need to be held accountable. I understand that they're losing viewers in droves. I understand that just as of today, that advertisers are thinking of switching over to other conservative channels, and they better, because that's where a lot of the people are going, because the media, sadly, has stepped all over it and been a part of this entire coup against the government, and they're going to pay for it.
Could they actually have charges against him? I mean, they were going out to reporters. They were leaking this bogus Trump dossier, is what they call it, with all these lies in it. And they were leaking it. And then they went to the FISA court and said, here's the dossier. Oh, here's some news reports about the dossier that they leaked to these people. They must have known. They can't be that stupid. So no, you think they could have charges put against them?
Well, it's very, very difficult to charge a journalist or a member of the press because of press protections. I don't think there's going to be charges against the board or the CEOs of CNN and MSNBC. It's too difficult, and it may not be a bad thing to charge members of the press. So, no, I don't think they'll be charged, but I think they're going to take a huge advertising and financial hit over this.
No? Well, they're already. I mean, CNN is... I mean, CNN is, I don't have a single show in the top 10. I think they've down to 15th or 15th place or something. I mean, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, all these people. I mean, this isn't just, you know, like I would occasionally, as an investigative reporter, somebody would make a mistake, or I would make a mistake, and I'd have to go on and say, wow, I made a mistake. But I wouldn't make a mistake for 2.5 years.
Yeah. Multiple times with multiple talking heads and multiple anchors and multiple journalists. No, that's no mistake. No way. And people are not going to be fooled by that. And not only that, the press is coming out, the media is coming out and saying they didn't make a mistake. They're trying to cover for themselves, saying that in their view, they reported accurately. So they're already trying to cover their pancake maker for what they know darn well was false propaganda.
What are they going to do when the arrests start? Because you think there are going to be arrests and indictments.
Yes, I do. I think there's going to be indictments and then charges. And from there, regarding the arrest, that, you know, that's going to be up to the DOJ. But I am convinced that, there has to be indictments. If we're going to maintain our Constitution, there has to be indictments here, and there has to be charges. There is no, if there are not, we're done. It's over. And people need to understand that. If there are not indictments, if there are not charges, it's over. Our constitutional government is over. Our justice system is over. That's how critical this is. This rises to the level of treason. It is a coup. It happened. All the evidence is there. And these people, they've got to be charged. They've got to be indicted. And in my opinion, a few of them need to be put in prison for a few decades.
I mean, I think the death penalty should be in play.
Yeah, and that's up to the DOJ, but that's what treason brings the level of punishment up to, and that is probably the reason that some of these people are terrified and coming out and blasting Trump any way they can. It's a last gasp before they go down. They know how serious this is. They know how serious what they have done is. And we are going to see fireworks that we have never seen in this country over the next year as these things start happening. And what they're going to do, including the DNC, including CNN, MSNBC, and a couple of others, is they're going to ratchet up their attacks on Trump, on conservatives, on Christians and Jewish sectors of our population. They're going to ratchet all that up and try to strengthen the Muslim populations to try their best to shut down what could be perhaps the financial end of CNN and what could be the destruction of the Democratic Party. It's not the same party of John F. Kennedy. It's now a Marxist party. It's an umbrella for every victim, twisted, perverted group that has nowhere else to go. It is no longer the Democratic Party. This is a mortal blow to the Democratic Party when these things come out.
I want to get into this because you have people committing treasonous acts, sedition, obstruction of justice, fraud, felony, one fraud felony after another. Why the full court press to destroy Donald Trump? It wasn't just because we don't like your politics. No, it's got to be more than that. Were they afraid of what would be uncovered, and then afraid that their crimes, ranging from treason to common fraud and ripoff and financial frauds. Were they afraid of that? Is that what what's the motivation for this widespread of a takedown that involved other countries and other spy agencies and every agency of the Obama administration? What's the motivation?
Greg, that amounts to a global conspiracy with MI6, probably GCHQ, and maybe even the Australian ASIO organizations, along with our NSA, FBI, and CIA. I mean, there's never been anything like this. It is huge. It is massive. They're coming out and they're saying, well, we hate Donald Trump because he played around and he was with a prostitute and he has no morals and he has no ethics. That's not it. All they have to do is look in the mirror and see the same thing. I could, if I went back to my past in college, I'd be embarrassed about it. That's not what it is. And I can tell you as a CIA officer, this since JFK, this is the first time a president has confronted what I call the shadow government, the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, and the deep state, which is connected to it. First time. And he's exposing them. They're exposed right now. This never would have come out. This system has been there before I came out and started humbly talking about it in 2012. It's been there for almost 60 years. And Donald Trump has shaken it up so much that it is now desperate, and it's right out there in public. People never used to talk about the deep state. They were embarrassed. All the talk show hosts never touched it. Only a couple of us were. And now it's a popular term because they can't ignore it. It's right out there in front of everybody's face. And this 63 million plus voters that voted for Trump, I think they're terrified because that has amplified. People have seen what they've done. They've seen what the media has done. They've seen what the DNC, and I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican. They've seen what the DNC has done. And I can tell you that the numbers for Trump have increased dramatically.
So you think the motivation behind this is they were going to take over the world and they were going to plunder it for themselves, and the fly in the ointment is Donald Trump. I mean, he's out, and he said this. I heard him say this. I am draining the swamp. This was on 4/25/19. This was last Thursday. I'm draining the swamp. And there's a reason why he's saying this. And you're saying it's because they're freaking out because they're going to destroy their new world order, their deep state, their crime, their fraud, the world they want us to live in ain't the world they want to live in, right? I mean, so what the motivation is that they want to get away from being caught in this scam.
Well, yeah, and I think Trump is being too kind. I don't think it's a swamp. I think it's a sewer. But this is all basically coming from globalism and a globalist. I call Hillary Clinton the globalist princess. This is all global. She received $27.1 million from George Soros, I think, and I'm just estimating here. I've done a speech on this. Soros gave Barack Obama, I think it was $32 million to get him elected president. George Soros is a globalist. George Soros wants to destroy U.S. sovereignty. George Soros wants to see a global government, and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them are going right along with him. That is a Marxist view. That is a Marxist goal, and you're doggone right. Here comes Donald Trump, the independent, uncontrollable man that is for U.S. sovereignty, is for the Constitution, is for the founding principles of America, and he has rattled their cage.
Could we get into a shooting civil war?
I'll tell you. If they
I want to say this, and I listened to the whole NRA speech. And I'm thinking, that's a rallying cry. He's signing off on the arms, UN arms. It wasn't a treaty. It was an agreement to take away our guns. He's like, I'm going to sign this right here. We're done. Boom. Gone. There's a reason why he's doing this. He didn't just do this off the top of his head.
I'm going to save the answer to that until we get back from this break. I guess this is what you call a tease, but hang on. I'll be back in 5 minutes. You're listening to Clearing the Air, a little station called 93.1 WACV, Montgomery, Alabama. Welcome to you.